It was a weekend of celebration for Chicken Inn and Harare City fans after their teams recorded victories in their first romance with Pan-African football. For Chicken Inn, it was a sweet 1-0 victory over glamorous South African club Mamelodi Sundowns ahead of the return leg in 2 weeks' time. The all-important goal for the Gamecocks came from Michel Cachairo in the 36th minute. It was also a sweet return for the Brazilians' manager Peter Ndlovu, who started his career at Mzilikazi Primary School and later at Highlanders in Bulawayo before going all the way to play in the Barclays Premiership with Coventry City way back in 1991.
I'm happy to be back home, and also it's where I've made my name, where Highlanders gave me a chance, and it's good to come here back as a manager of another team, but I've got fond memories, and that makes it so special.
Although the Gamecocks have a tough assignment in their away game, their coach Joey Antipas thinks the goal scored is good enough for his team to advance to the next round. Antipas says their target was to come out with a goalless draw against such illustrious opponents, and adds that he is proud of his boys for their achievement.
To tell you the truth, we went out to try and play for 0-0, but we managed to get 1-0 up against quality opponents like Sundowns. Very chuffed about the win. I'm proud about the boys. They maintained our tactical discipline.
Also celebrating were Harare City, who took a 3-2 advantage after squandering a 2-0 lead to give Madagascar's AS Adema a glimmer of hope ahead of the second leg. The coach of the Harare City Fathers, Taurai Mambiro, said they were very, very careless in their defense to allow the little-known Madagascan side to score 2 goals.
Having led at halftime, I thought the floodgates will open. It wasn't to be. Poor organization at the back. We were careless in the manner in which we defended. They got a penalty, and suddenly it came on.
Harare City had taken a first half 2-0 lead through new boys Ronald Chitu and Rafael Manuvere, but the visitors clawed back to even the scores before Manuvere gave the Zimbabweans the winner in the 85th minute. However, Mangwiro says he's happy that they got that winning goal in the dying stages of the match.
I'm happy we had that goal in the dying stages of the match, and it can make a big difference come the second leg.
The return legs in both the Cup Champions League and the Cup Confederation Cup will be played before the end of this month. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.